This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square. I'm joined in studio by Christina Hallstrand. Christina is the dating diva for Women's Lifestyle magazine. She's also a game theory professor for Davenport University. How you doing today, Christina?
I'm doing well, Paul. Thanks.
So what's some of the subject matter that you've been covering in your dating columns lately?
Well, you know, we've been trying to cover all of the issues that women are seeing in the dating scenes
sure.
these days. And it pretty much stems from men and women having differences of opinion on where they are in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks I deserve a phone call. He thinks I'll call her when I have something to say. And so we touch on that subject. When should you call the guy?
Sure.
When should you expect a phone call? He thinks, you know, we're just hanging out. She thinks it's time for an official label.
Right.
So we cover that topic, too. And we touch on intercourse.
Okay.
And we also talk about how men and women are just pre-programmed to think differently. And women tend to respond to interactions in a consistent, how does this make me feel, or what should
sure.
he be thinking, to where guys think, what am I accomplishing and how do I achieve my goal?
Right.
So game theory is the study of ways in which strategic interactions produce outcomes with respect to preferences.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is take some of those dating scenarios that I see in my personal life and
right.
amongst my friends and figure out if we can logically come up with an explanation
mm-hmm.
and how a outcome could benefit both parties.
Okay.
So,
and what are some of the applications for dating and game theory that can be commonly used successfully?
Well, a lot of it, game theory focuses on decision theory in terms of preferences and the formation of getting that overall benefit at the end of whichever scenario you have in place. And then there's also general equilibrium theory, used more in trade and productions. But when you minimize that down to personal interactions, you can come up with a pretty logical response.
So, and some of those things may be above some folks' heads, maybe even mine. And I know you're a game theory professor, but how would you put that into layman's terms for people to understand that a little bit more? And I think you've told me in the past, you've kind of related it to the movie Beautiful Mind, the Russell Crowe movie.
Sure, and that's what I try to do. I understand if I wrote a column in a women's magazine about game theory, no one would want to read it. So I try to throw in a lot of my personal experiences, and we do it in a fun way. It's more of the very general theory of game theory, but we use a lot of statistics to,
sure.
to figure out what the norm does in
mm-hmm.
each situation. For instance, we talked about who pays for the first date, and there's tens of thousands of articles online about who should pay
mm-hmm.
because this or this reason.
Right.
I took the game theory approach and I did, let's put yourself in his shoes. Would he want you to pay for the date? Would he want you to offer?
Mm-hmm.
Should you offer to pay for the date if you don't want to go out with him again? And we go through those theories. And in the end, we concluded that men should offer to pay and the woman
okay.
should accept if she wants to go back out with him again. You know, we talked about when should you ask for exclusivity
mm-hmm.
in the relationship, and we used game theory in that also, but in a fun way. We didn't pull in any of the numbers or the statistics. We just said, you
okay.
know, if you put yourself in the guy's shoe, it's not a bargaining chip. It's
mm-hmm.
it's you should say it when you feel it. And if
sure.
the guy's not there, then you know you gotta reassess where you want to
kind
be.
Kind of an organic thing.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Now we're talking about differences with men and women. What are some of the ways you feel is dating is different for men versus women?
Well, I believe women again. Now they think more on an emotional side. You know,
mm-hmm.
how do I feel? And we shed a lot of number of unnecessary tears. I mean, it's bargained beyond the point of self-respect and the damage of a friendship that you establish with this guy. And we ruin that through our toxic words and our actions because they're not thinking along the same lines as us.
Okay.
They tend to think logically, and both are a good thing. I'm not saying you should think one way or another.
But just it's good for each side to understand the other.
Absolutely. Bridging the gap and I try to look at it in both sides. I'm an emotional person at times, you know, but I also
mm-hmm.
understand when you step back and look at it that there's a way to deal with these issues in a more
right.
logical, rational way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big following in my article with men because I think they like to see both sides
sure.
of that too and see where their mistakes are.
What about on the flip side? You're talking about women. What are men's, you know, how are they different from the dating perspective?
Well, you know, they don't tend to think about how does this make her feel or how does this make me feel. Of course, they're going to think that in some way, but women are the nurturers. And like they say, there's no love like a woman's love, you know,
right.
and there's no compassion like that which a mother offers. So we are the more compassionate ones, and we are the ones that even though self-preservation dictates that you should put your own needs above theirs, women still have that tendency to say, well, what's going to make him happy?
Sure.
Men, on the other hand, look at the bigger picture. What do I want the outcome to be?
Okay.
So it's more or less trying to get on the same page.
But sometimes things can get lost in translation.
It can. And,
yeah.
and feelings, basically, are what ruins that line of communication, because we tend to think, right now I'm hurting. We
sure.
don't tend to think, why is he doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes back to the calling thing. You think you deserve a phone call. He thinks I'm playing it cool.
Right, right. Now, you did a column on online dating sites. What are your feelings on the whole online dating concept, which only seems to getting bigger and bigger?
It is growing phenomenally. Personally, I am not a fan. I've pulled the statistics and
some
of them.
Why not a fan?
Well, I pulled the statistics, and, you know, you look at them, and you see that they say 1 in 10 profiles are a scam online. 1 out of 10 sex offenders use online dating to meet people.
Hmm.
33% of people lose hope before they even ask somebody else out on a date.
Okay.
So you got a lot of inactivity online. And, you know, I think our culture is coming into an arena where people always think there's something better. It's like you have this department store.
Too many options.
Too many options. And I believe that online dating makes it even easier for
right.
you to get annoyed and not push through with a relationship.
But even outside of the traditional online dating, whether it's Match.com or eHarmony or OkCupid, you also have Facebook and Twitter. Those obviously are other dating options that people may. So it's like option on top of option on top of option.
Absolutely. But I believe what you run into with online dating is that most people believe, most women anyways, mm-hmm. think I'm going to go online because I want to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
To where other people, or even maybe the younger generation, thinks I'm just seeing what's out there.
Right.
And it's a hard thing to navigate through if you're trying for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people do try to protect their self-interest.
Sure.
So they're going to do what overall benefits
sure.
them, which includes lying.
Right.
And, you know, they pull up a lot of the statistics with lying. Women lie about their weight and their age.
Mm-hmm.
Men lie about their height and their income. We did a story on that also in the magazine.
Any other things that are common lies that men and women, put out there?
Well, sure. I don't have the statistics on me right now, but they said, it was up to 65% of all first date interaction is a lie in some form or another.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because we're trying to impress them. You know,
sure.
it's the whole onion theory where you got to peel back the layers
okay.
and see what's truly there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're going to put your best foot forward, and hopefully you had your bets correctly.
Which is a good idea, but at the same time, maybe people aren't really being themselves.
And that's basically what this article outlined. You know, you want to cast this net, and you want everybody to like you, so
right.
that you get to pick and choose, and then you can focus on the one that you want to start telling the truth to and your true self.
Sure. Now, once somebody connects, whether it's through online dating or somebody they met out and about or through a friend, what are some good do's and don'ts for dating?
Good do's and don'ts. Well, I would say telling the truth is a definite do.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of issues can be solved in today's dating world by just being a little bit more honest.
Sure. But are there some things maybe people want to wait, maybe a few dates down the road, to open up about certain issues in their life? There's we're all complicated people these days, so dating complicates it more. So
as an economist, I'm going to say no, you don't hold off on telling information. Information is vital and key to building a relationship.
You put that out there even on the first date and take your chances, huh?
Paul, you and I know each other a little bit more. more on the personal level, and you're always saying I'm too much of an open book.
Sure. So, well, but I'm just curious, you know, what you're seeing out there, and what are some of the other do's and don'ts you feel that are important?
Well, I would say do take a shower. That seems to work pretty well.
Well, that does seem reasonable.
Yep. Tell the truth again. You know, a lot of people, getting back to the online dating thing, they did a study that, you know, most women want a guy that's 6 foot and above. But the average height of a man in America today is only 5'10".
Okay.
You know, so those 5'10 people, they're right on that cusp. So they'll put 6 foot. So maybe you'll go out on a date and realize that the height isn't that important because they charmed you with their personality.
Okay.
The fact is, that's not a good scenario because you're already setting up a false image.
Sure. And if they're lying about one thing, they'd be lying about something else.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.